From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. Redesigning the healthcare system is so complicated, it's generated legislation numbering more than 1,000 pages. But lawmakers do have some models around the country they can examine for guidance. In a moment, we'll hear about a public option in Arizona. First to the state that mandates that everyone buy insurance, Massachusetts is 3 years into its experiment with universal health care. NPR's Tovia Smith checks in.
In many ways, advocates like to say the Massachusetts model was a success the very moment it became law. MIT economics professor John Gruber says it was both a moral victory and a political one.
If Massachusetts plan hadn't existed, a lot of the criticism you'd be hearing is it just can't technically be done. It just won't work. We've diffused that argument. It can be done. It can work.
Under Massachusetts law, residents must prove they're insured on their tax return or face a $1,000 fine. Robert Blendon, who does polls for the Harvard School of Public Health, says very few residents have balked at what is the nation's first real test of an individual mandate.
There were fears that we were going to have another Boston Tea Party here, but most people have just gone along and have cooperated.
Today, all but 2.5% of Massachusetts residents are insured. That's about a third of what it used to be, and it's the lowest rate in the nation. Just over half of the newly insured enrolled in plans that are heavily or totally subsidized by the state, and a little less than half signed up for a health plan from work. Boston University School of Public Health professor Alan Sager.
The Massachusetts law has succeeded in its main aim, which was putting a plastic insurance card in hundreds of thousands of people's pockets. We've done that.
But beyond that, says Sager, Massachusetts' success is a lot more complicated. Many were hoping universal coverage would mean fewer patients using the emergency room for routine care, and that would mean savings. But health care for all has not guaranteed enough doctors for all, and ERs like this one at Mass General are still full of patients who couldn't get into a doctor. Dr. Alistair Kahn is the hospital's chief of emergency medicine.
These are patients who say, you know, I have a cough, I feel weak, I've been having these headaches, doctor. And so, yeah, they gum up the works. So it's a problem.
Another problem with Massachusetts health care for all is that it's still not quite affordable for all. The state gives subsidies to the poorest residents, but there are many, like 41-year-old Melinda Penta, who make a bit too much to qualify for help, but too little to really afford coverage.
We are the middle class that can't get anything from the government. We are struggling. It's really hard on the family.
Penta says she actually tries to avoid or delay going to the doctor because on top of the increasing premiums are the high deductibles and copays.
And that's not good because I do have multiple sclerosis, so it's something that I could end up in a wheelchair if I don't go to the doctors, but I say to my husband, I'll hold off. So that's pretty sad.
In many ways, the real test of Massachusetts health reform will be controlling costs. Lawmakers had deliberately ignored the issue in order to get the law passed, but rising costs are now threatening to bleed the program dry. So while universal health care has lifted the threat of financial ruin from most individuals, that dark cloud is now hanging over the state and some hospitals.
We'll be looking at losses of about $160 million. That's unsustainable going forward.
Tom Traylor is with the Boston Medical Center. He says the state is unfairly taking away money that used to help hospitals like his make up for Medicaid shortfalls and using it to pay for health insurance subsidies instead.
Basically, this does become a rob Peter to pay Paul issue that we have increased coverage for many, which is a good thing, of course. On the other end, we have left the safety net hospitals in a position where they won't survive to provide the services it does today.
The state is now facing a lawsuit from the hospital and growing public concern as lawmakers tackle the issue of cost. As one analyst put it, the honeymoon is over. Inevitably, controlling costs will be tougher than extending coverage. That was about what everyone had to gain. Now, it's about what some are going to have to give. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.